This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are moving ahead with their impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump with subpoenas requesting documents from his personal lawyer and his Secretary of State, as well as hearings scheduled this week with former officials involved in U.S.-Ukraine policy. The heads of the House Foreign Affairs, Intelligence, and Oversight Committees have given Secretary of State Mike Pompeo until Thursday to produce documents linked to the probe launched after a whistleblower filed a complaint expressing concern that Trump was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 U.S. election. Chairman Elliot Engel, Adam Schiff, and Elijah Cummings also issued a subpoena Monday for Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani with an October 15th deadline. Australia has confirmed that President Trump asked Prime Minister Scott Morrison to help investigate the origins of the Mueller report. The request to assist an investigation led by Attorney General William Barr reportedly came shortly after Morrison's visit to the U.S. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Australia has said it will use its best endeavours to cooperate with the Justice Department investigation into Robert Mueller. His probe into alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election was in part prompted by a former Australian foreign minister and diplomat. Alexander Downer reported that a member of Donald Trump's campaign team, George Papadopoulos, was aware of Russian attempts to discredit former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Democratic candidate, in the 2016 U.S. national election. Downer told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation he has nothing more to add to his reporting of that conversation in May 2016. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
This is VOA News. Peru has been plunged in a political crisis after President Martin Vizcarra dissolved Congress on Monday. President Vizcarra announced his decision in a televised speech Monday evening, citing a vote by the legislature to appoint a new member of the Constitutional Tribunal. At least six nominees for the seven-member tribunal have been accused of various criminal charges. Vizcarra and Congress, controlled by the opposition Popular Force Party, have clashed over the president's anti-corruption reforms and his push to hold early elections next year. An arch bridge in eastern Taiwan collapsed on Tuesday, sending an oil tanker truck falling onto boats in the water below. Authorities say at least six people are believed trapped on one of the boats. The National Fire Agency said in a statement that 10 people were sent to hospitals, six of them with serious injuries. Dozens of first responders and rescuers are on the scene. Former U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said military force has to remain an option in dealing with North Korea's nuclear weapons and missile programs because it will not follow through with its commitment to denuclearize and negotiate away its programs. In his first public speech since his departure from the White House, Bolton also told the audience at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a Washington-based think tank, that there is reason that North Korea is not doing any nuclear testing right now.
One very good, very troubling reason why there's no more testing of nuclear weapons for the moment, or of long-range missiles, is that North Korea has, in its judgment, for well or ill, finished testing and can produce nuclear warheads and long-range ballistic missiles. That's not an encouraging sign. That's a sign to be worried about.
Now, Bolton left his post as President Trump's third national security advisor earlier in September, apparently due to clashes that he had with Trump on how to handle foreign policy challenges, including North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Police firing tear gas canisters in Hong Kong on Tuesday as the government hosted a ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. There was a brief scuffle with police and reportedly some arrests were made. Hong Kong police warned of the potential for protesters in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory to engage in violence during this week's National Day events. Hong Kong has experienced a cycle of protests since June over a now-shelved extradition bill, which has escalated into an anti-China movement. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News. Voice.